Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to another episode of Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
And how do I begin to describe this episode? We are talking very emotionally for some reason. It's very raw. No one asked for this, but it's a very personal and just feels very open, very real episode on loneliness, isolation, fucking insanity, it feels like. I actually really enjoyed this episode. I think it's a nice one.
I think it's our weirdest one yet.
God, that's a bold claim.
It's all over the place, I think, this one.
Well, it's, yeah, you're not walking into a neat conversation here. There's no, it's a big mess, but don't worry about cleaning it up. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the ride. See you at the end, hopefully.
God, where to start?
God. Okay. We're in a bit of a weird mood, I think.
We've probably just been talking for about 3 hours, maybe?
3 hours. Oh,
Jesus. We've gone around the block with topics. Chris Evans, miscarriages, COVID.
I'm in love with Chris Evans.
I think I am too now, after seeing one photo.
Honestly, you know what it is? I know everyone loves him.
Do they?
I know everyone loves him. And it's exactly, everyone loves him. It's like a joke.
I never hear him discussed.
How much everyone loves him. Well, for me, it was like, I read about the troll and thought that I could handle it.
Yeah.
Like, I knew everyone loved him. And still, I dared click on Funny Moments Part 15. Let's
totally.
Go. Let's see where this goes. I knew what I was walking into. I'm a fucking dumb bitch whore.
I've never seen anything of him other than a photo you just showed me with him with a beard, and I'm in.
Don't go there, honestly. It's not worth it.
Do you know what I did love from him? When you made me watch Knives Out. Didn't make me. We watched Knives Out together. And he was wearing like a knitted jumper.
Yeah.
I did like that.
Well, this is, it's a joke that you don't know about. The jumper is like a whole meme.
Is it? Okay. Well, that sold me.
Yeah. People love it.
Well, I love it too. I'm glad that's a meme.
Well, you can see why. It really was. I read about the troll and thought that I could handle it. If it wasn't for me getting a fucking grip, I'd probably be dead. Like, it's too much.
Probably
honestly.
Be dead. Yeah.
Probably be dead. It's like minus points to Gryffindor. Like, get this bitch out of here.
Yeah.
So embarrassing. Interesting topic today.
Mm. And the topic is Chris Evans.
Are we just going to go straight in or do you want to talk?
I don't really want to talk on this podcast at all. I think we've been talking for a long time. But do you have anything to fill in? Wing's not ill anymore.
No, I'm not ill anymore. But I reckon Steffi's... We've done a bit of a... It's a man down switcheroo moment where...
She's handing the baton of COVID to me.
Yeah, over to you. Worst relay ever.
I don't know if I do... I've literally done 3 negative tests, but my nose is running like nobody's business. So I'm thinking that is apparently a symptom of Omicron. How do you say it? Omicron.
It's the Omicron.
Omicron?
I would say Omicron, yeah.
Omicron. Yeah, I'm making it cute. Omicron.
Either way, it's about to ruin your life for the next week. I hope not, but I really, really hope not.
I really hope not as well, because I just don't know where I got it from, but fuck knows. The world.
It's just everywhere these days, but yeah, exactly. I think that sets up nicely where we are.
I guess, so the topic, I guess, is alone, being alone, independent, all of this stuff. I realised that I forgot to put a question box on the story, which Wing said no one will notice, but...
Well, now, not now. How would they know? How would they know? It's like, well, now they would know.
It's not even a big thing. We usually do, like, questions, and then we do a question box, and we can feed in with your answers. Luckily, loads of people have DM'd, but I just went to go look through, oh, so what did they all say? What's the episode going to be based on? I was like, fuck you.
I do feel a bit like we're going in a bit blind almost, because normally you kind of record and you like know I know who I'm talking to. It's like, you said a funny thing. You were like, you know, that they all say, oh, it's privilege, and we say we're not going to talk about privilege in this episode. Like, that sort of thing. Like, we know what everyone's talking about. We know the angles, where everyone's coming from, and I do feel a bit...
We know the general consensus on independence.
Yeah.
Today, we don't.
It's like, I've been reading the YouTube comments, and today, the comments were disabled.
That's exactly how
I feel. Yeah.
So, now it's just purely what we think.
But we have the polls.
We have the polls that we did, and also a lot of DMs.
And you did a lovely little swiping thing.
Yeah, quite cute that.
I like that, yeah.
How soon do you get to you need alone time? Like to 10 minutes to just like leave me alone forever?
So how soon do you need? Because I kind of think for me, I really do love being around like people that I love and people that I'm comfortable with really gives me life. Like it makes me feel really, really good and like fulfilled in a kind of different way. But I'm a real solitaire artist. I think the pandemic showed me like I could be on my own for like a long time before I started itching to see people, really, if ever. In a nice way, though. Like I love people. I really do. But I think it's just a bigger issue for me.
Okay, go on.
I've not really explored this thought, so please bear with me.
Let's go into the big issue.
I think I don't really have the habit of, like, I'm not really in... It's not a habit that I've ever had where I don't know if I was like this, like, in childhood. I can't think that far back. But I don't really... I'm not the best person for like making a plan or like initiating seeing someone. I'm not good at that.
I agree.
Do you see that for me? Or are you saying that you agree for yourself as well?
Well, I see it for you and I see it for me.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Which is great.
for considering.
Because I love you. I love you more than anything in the world. I want you with me at all times. But putting things into initiation is quite hard for me, I think. Yeah. It just doesn't come naturally to me.
I think it's a really common New Year's resolution to be like, I'm gonna try and reach out to people more.
Make more of an effort.
Because I've always thought that, like, I'm so the person that everyone's like, we're going to the pub. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. But I'm never like, guys, shall we go to the pub on Thursday? Like, I'm never
so
the
true.
Organiser of plans.
But what stops you from doing that? Because I think I get a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, I almost feel like...
I can't make a plan.
Yeah, no one's going to want to come.
I can't tell you guys where to go. Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's like, what if they don't want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be like, oh, let's go for dinner here. It's like, what if that's the worst idea they've ever heard?
And also, I never... Yeah, it's just embarrassing. It's kind of, how dare I... assert their Thursday night for them.
Yeah. How dare I demand your time? Yeah, it's embarrassing, ridiculous.
But also, it's ridiculous because it's not a demand, it's a question.
But it's like, how dare you not reply to their text asking that they want to see you? Yeah. That's more of the problem.
Also, it's just like, get some fucking confidence.
like, what is that?
What is wrong with you?
But I think it's not that I don't want to spend time with people or that I just love my alone time and blah, blah, blah. I do love my alone time. And sometimes I don't want to spend time with people. Those things are true. But I think it's more so just about... I have a problem with not seeing myself as the person who makes the plan.
I think it's just habit.
Yeah, totally.
It's the habit of, I don't even think mine is, I think they don't want to hang out with me, because I kind of think actually they probably do. I just more think, I just forget.
100%, yeah.
Before I know it, the weekend has rolled around and fuck, I haven't texted anyone. I'm going to whatever,
oh,
blah,
God.
Blah, blah.
The weekends just... start coming and they don't stop coming.
I think I'm just passive with making plans.
Yeah, I am as well.
Unless I really want to do a specific thing of like, I want to go to this exhibition and it's only open for this amount of time. Or like cinemas, I want to go opening night to a film that I want to see.
That's true. So basically we're fucking losers.
But I am not, things that aren't time sensitive, I'm not particularly like, guys, should we all go here?
Yeah. Isn't that weird though?
It's really actually quite bad, I think. Because life would be nicer if you could just... be more fluid with your like time and just be like, guys, do you want to do this? Or like, do you fancy going for a coffee even?
Yeah.
Just casual things. Do you want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
But I just forget. I think I genuinely forget that I have friends until they text me.
No, you don't, because you do, you think of your friends often.
Think of them, but I kind of forget that I'm supposed to see them.
You forget that you can see them. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's like, oh wait, I have access to that person.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I think that's why I like living with friends.
Yeah,
because I can't forget, because I forget and then I walk out of my room like, oh hi guys.
It's like, oh, I'm at Sarah's room, what the hell. Hi
Sarah.
Yeah, you live here too. When did you get here?
Yeah, that is true.
I think that is, I really like that. And that's something that I think that's why uni is so romanticized as well, because you live with your friends and it's like you're always with people.
It's right there for you. Mm. So what would happen if you were alone for a year?
As in, has the human race been wiped out and I'm kind of the only person on Earth situation?
No, but maybe it's like a sort of kind of isolating thing. No one said, oh, do you want to meet up and blah, blah, blah. And just you've been living like, on your own. Sorry to break it to you. Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing well.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if we see you at the beginning and we see you after that year has passed, what are you looking like?
I've grown a beard down to my ankles like Evan Almighty.
It's kind of your Tim Allen in Santa Claus.
I mean, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I don't think my mental health is thriving after a year of not seeing anyone. Then everyone's just forgot about me. For some reason, I can't contact anyone. I'm like, where's my mum? My mum hasn't phoned me in a year.
Oh my God. But I think I could...
God, that would be horrific. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be doing well.
I don't know. I think I could easily, like, not easily, like, I would be a mess. But I think I don't identify that it's isolation that's fucking me over. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't... I think a lot of people are really good at being like... I think a lot of people are really good at being like, I need to get myself out and see this person. Or like, they can see when they're doing the whole hermit thing. And I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just keep living it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Before I know it,
why am I
I'm
feeling
really,
bad?
Really depressed. I think because I have I have a lot of mental issues anyway.
Who doesn't?
That by the time I'm in it, I do. By the time I'm in it, I'm like, oh, it's already, I've lost my grip, basically.
Totally.
And then I can't get myself out of it.
It's almost if you are on the train to like a breakdown,
yeah,
and you miss the step where you identify like loneliness.
Exactly.
Or like your Sims bar of human connection is quite low, social bar is low. If you don't realise that, you're going to think, oh, I'm depressed, I'm a fucking useless person. It's like you miss the step where you're supposed to identify that you're feeling lonely.
Maybe you are, but also, yeah.
It can be a quick fix.
There are all these things that can make you feel better.
Like literally talking to someone. It is crazy when you realise like, when you've been in one of those bits where you're feeling really isolated and then you do reach out to someone, just speak to someone for even 20 minutes and you're like, fucking hell, you idiot, that's all you needed. Because it's the perspective.
I think I forget that people care about me. Or not even forget, it's like I find it hard to believe. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really? No, I don't find it hard to believe.
Mm.
But I think I can get so forgetful.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, what are you like? So forgetful.
She forgets that people care about her. God.
Forgetful.
Why do you find it hard to believe?
Because I think I can't comprehend that I exist in other people's lives.
Yeah.
And so a couple of months ago, I had quite a severe moment of being so depressed and like so life is pointless, we were saying.
Mm.
Pointless, pointless, pointless. The show with...
Why did the name Anthony Ramos come to me? The star of In the Heights. His name is Richard Osmond was the name I'm supposed to say.
Oh my God.
Clearly I'm just thinking about In the Heights that I want to watch.
What the fuck? Have you seen In the Heights? I haven't seen it. Have you?
No, never. No. Never, never, never in my life.
There's some drilling, by the way. I'm so sorry. I think it's just on with the show. The show must go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, because the episode stopped and whatever and blah, blah, blah. I felt really bad. And honestly, like, people, like, one of my friends in particular probably has no idea how impactful it was to just have her, I don't want to get upset, but, like, every so often be like, I'm thinking about you and I just hope you're okay and you don't have to reply.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And it was really like, God, I felt awful because I know that I'm making you worried and I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to be thinking, do you know what I mean? I don't want you to be, to me, it feels like you're wasting your time thinking about me. But just the idea that someone cares about you, and they do, care about you. It's just so like, oh God, it really, I don't think I understood that.
Yeah, I think it is only in times like that where you would feel so like worthless in yourself that then someone
say the least
comes in and says like, by the way, I'm thinking of you, that it's like, oh God.
and like really think she would like message my boyfriend and be like if I didn't reply, she would message my boyfriend and be like, is she alive? Like, is she okay? God, like,
that is,
like,
yeah.
God, you were dedicated to like
your well-being.
I know I was on your mind. Yeah, which is, I'm so sorry because what a waste of your mind's energy. But like, because my boyfriend would always say, you know that, it's like, what would I do for my friends? So I know I would be thinking, I know I am thinking of them and ready to do whatever, but it's so weird to have it done back to you. It just feels like, what? Huh? I don't know.
Being showed that you're valuable.
It's so weird. It's so, that really made a difference. My mind is doing everything to convince me that.
She's doing like a fake scream, but it doesn't really translate on the podcast. She's basically would be making the noise of kind of a velociraptor. That's the kind of pose she's doing.
I think
doing.
It's just my mind is doing everything to convince me that I don't need to be here. There's going to be no impact.
Let it out. Let it out. Oh, Wing, no, don't. Because now I'm going to go. Oh, Wing.
That's so funny.
It's not funny at all.
It's like, what is this day that we're having together?
I know, it's been 3 hours of shit now.
Oh my god, sorry.
Do you know what? It's like when we don't get straight into the episode, it's like someone's gonna cry for sure.
How weird is that? I didn't think I was gonna cry.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you did just say
that is so true. I honestly wouldn't be surprised. Like, look at you. I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Ugh.
Well, should we stop?
No. There's nothing more to be said. Let me just not make this an unpleasant listening experience and just pull myself back together. No.
Honestly, not the priority right now. Literally.
No. But I think it's more so like, I'm not trying to say anything crazy. I think it's just crazy what the mind can do. And it's kind of what I was saying in the last episode of like, get a grip. And when someone else around you can help you, I just think when you've lost perspective, it's so important to have, or like, how amazing is it that you probably have someone? I just think it's the best way to get perspective back, because a third party can often see things, obviously, even if you don't think it's a clearer way or a more real way. It's a different way to how you're seeing it, and you're probably not seeing it very well.
Do you know what it is? It's kind of the kinder way.
Exactly, yeah.
It's if how cruel can you be to yourself? Someone coming in with just basic empathy and just being like, how are you? I hope you're doing okay. When you're wishing kind of death and doom forever upon yourself, someone coming in and being like, I hope you're feeling good, it can be revolutionary. And also, that's the reality. People are wishing you well. People aren't wishing shit.
What's wrong with me?
Not literally nothing. It is. Do you want to take a break?
No, I just need to pull myself back.
No, but you don't even though. I kind of just wish I could make you a cup of tea. That's why I fucking hate Zoom.
I haven't been outside in ages, guys. I've been outside one time this year. I've been isolating. This is what happens to a person when they have COVID, I guess. I just go a bit crazy. It's fine.
It's not crazy, though, is it? It's just kind of...
And I'm crying with, like, oh, happiness. Sorry. Sorry, guys. So sorry about
Don't
that.
Don't you dare apologise.
No.
You know they'll come for you.
Sorry. It's like you click on a little podcast, like, oh, loneliness. Let me click on this, whatever it's going to say. And it's like, God, this guy's... Oh, she's sniffing away in my ear holes. What the fuck?
No.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Everyone's shouting at you now as well.
I'm sweating. Oof. All right, it's fine. Sorry, guys.
This, I do wish I could get you a little, like, Bourbon biscuit cup of tea right now.
I would love one.
Fuck Zoom.
I would love one.
Fuck COVID.
Fuck Zoom.
Wish I was there.
Fuck COVID. Anyway, so what about you? Sorry about that.
No.
No, but just between us, sorry about that.
No. Are you joking?
Not what you're saying. We were having such a good chat.
We're still having a good time. It's just lit life.
I think it's because I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I'm just feeling really, like, I don't know, like...
Open
and emotional.
Yeah, I feel open. Okay. I feel open.
Good.
Look, give it 10 minutes, I'll be quiet.
Okay. Anyway, loneliness, can you talk about... Oh, so independence.
Independence. Would you say independence is, like, a quality, like, you would... Because one of the things we wrote in the story was, like, is it important for you to be considered as independent? Because I almost feel like for women, it's really important that women... feel like they're seen as independent.
Yeah, I definitely I really feel that energy from what people say. And I grew up as an only child, so I feel like I was told a lot that I was independent because I was really independent, and like I've always been pretty independent. So I feel like because I've been so independent, that's fine, but I've also, because I've been so isolate myself, I've never worried about independence.
It's not a word that you would, would you say you identify as like independent, as like you're an independent person?
It wouldn't come to mind, but I would say, yeah, I'm an independent. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like if I could have three traits or whatever, I'm not immediate. It's not the one that's important to me. Do you know what I mean?
It's one of those things that's thrown around like, she's an independent woman. She's an independent woman.
Yeah. I think it's been more important for me to learn to not always put the emphasis on independence. I think that's more my angle.
Totally. Seeing the, what's the word? The goodness, that wasn't the word I was thinking, of dependency, of being dependent on other people and allowing people in.
Yeah, relationships. But I do think at the same time, if someone said, oh, she's not very independent, I would be like, what the fuck? I'd be pissed off.
Triggered.
Yeah.
Triggered.
But I get, yeah. I mean, you could say anything to me and I'd be triggered, I guess. But,
yeah, same. It doesn't take a lot.
I definitely would be like, ooh, it would sting. It's not nice.
Well, it's the opposite. Is she's dependent. It's like, on who? Give me names.
Exactly, yeah. The insinuation that you're not a self-sufficient being,
you're not fully fledged on your own, you're leaning on other people,
right? But I also think I don't expect anyone to always be self-sufficient, to be honest. I just don't, so I don't ever want to expect that of myself.
I don't really expect anyone. Could you imagine being like,
how on earth, these weird beings placed on this weird earth, and it's like, yeah, just get on with it. It's like, well, none of us know what we're fucking doing.
I haven't got the foggiest.
No, I haven't the foggiest. Not got a scooby.
No. I just find independence a funny thing, that women seem to be encouraged to be independent, or like it's glamorized for a woman to be independent, like she's an independent woman, or like,
yeah, definitely a gendered thing.
I don't know, like a bad bitch vibe, she's independent. It's a bit like, what is this? She's a girl boss. A lot of girl bossing going around these days, yeah, but we're not getting into it.
There is, yeah. No, let's not get into it.
You can imagine our thoughts.
You can just imagine them. If you're ever confused about what Seffi and Min think about a topic, just imagine it.
Just make it up.
And that would be better than what we could ever give you.
Honestly, just make it up. That's probably easy for everyone.
Well, it makes more sense to do it that way, because then it's perfectly tailored to you and what you think, rather than us coming out and saying whatever and you disagree with us and the illusion is broken and everything's wrong.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I have a question for you, or kind of a point of discussion, because I think we have always kind of thought about this and like had a million different opinions in one, and I'm just curious to see, or just to hear about where your thoughts are at now, because I'm sure our thoughts have developed as always, but also, I mean, it's never been black and white, but I remember there was a part of us, or there was, I still think there's, this is partly true, that if you have to be busy all the time, or if you have to be distracted all the time, or if you have to be seeing people all the time, and you can't be left alone with your own thoughts and just in your own company, what are you having to distract yourself from?
Yeah.
Is that kind of pointing to some sort of problem? But then I also think on the other side, you can have a similar situation where too much time being introspective and alone
is not good for you.
Is maybe not good for you. Yeah. If it's not just like, you know, you need to do a bit of reflecting every now and then. It's like, God, if I'm spending all of my days questioning my existence, not going to make you feel good, is it?
It's not great. You just live for your journal.
Mm. So kind of what's the balance there? Or like, what are your thoughts on that? That's kind of my question.
I think it changes depending on like what I'm kind of, yeah, as in my thoughts on that question depend more on my time of the period of my own life and kind of the periods of lives that I'm witnessing at that time and kind of my relationships. And I do think right now I've almost circled back round to, if you cannot be alone, for if you're one of those people that's just like,
red flag. red flag.
Yeah, honestly, if you can't be alone, like if you have an issue with aloneness, which by the look of our polls not many people did, because there was, the first question was, do you like spending time alone? Everyone was like, I think it was like thousands of people said yes. So I think people do generally like spending time alone, but I do know a few people that I assume if I ask them, because I've had conversations with people before where I've said like, do you like being alone, like what's your relationship with like spending time by yourself? And they said like, I hate it, like I really struggle with being alone. And I do think that does sound more dangerous perhaps than the people that would struggle with socializing more, or be like, oh yeah, no, I, if you reverse it, I would rather struggle like, oh God, I spend too much time alone than I don't spend enough time alone.
What are your, would you ever like go on holiday on your own?
100%.
Same.
If it wasn't for
my overdraft.
my bank.
If it wasn't for my fucking debt.
And also the fact that the only time I've ever seen that happen is in like the movie Taken, and it doesn't end well for her.
That's true. No, she goes with her mate, no?
She does go with her mate. But like the only times you hear a woman solo kind of traveller vibe doesn't usually end well.
A woman travelling alone. Got you, yeah.
I think even like I went to the cinema on my own to see June.
Yeah.
And it was one of the fucking nicest experiences I've had in so long.
Yeah.
Just that experience of going in on your own in the middle of a fucking Tuesday and being like, fuck you bitches, judge me if you want. No one's judging at all. I'm judging me. And I'm just like, I'm doing this. And I just thought it was so nice. Did have one weird experience in there though.
Did you?
I wonder if you think this is weird. I went up to the bar. It's quite a fancy cinema. And I went up to the bar and I was like, hey, can I get a gin and tonic, please?
God, you're going all out.
I was going to go all out. And they said, oh, what, an ice cream? And I was like, no, a gin and tonic. And they were like,
drink, yeah.
He literally looked at me like I was insane. He was like, yeah, a gin and tonic ice cream. And I was like, no, just a gin and tonic. And it was just weird that it seemed more normal to ask for a gin and tonic ice cream. Imagine if I'd gone and said, can I get a gin and tonic ice cream? It would be insane.
Like you're in Boho Gelato.
Literally, can I get a gin and tonic ice cream, please? It's like, no, we don't do that. Do you mean a gin and tonic?
It's like, oh, do they specialise in alcoholic ice cream? It's a bit niche, yeah.
I have no idea. I was so confused. Because then I asked the woman next to him and she was like, yeah, here you go.
Oh, you had to ask a different... He really didn't know what you were talking about.
He was like, do you mean a gin and tonic ice cream? I was like, I literally mean gin and tonic.
He was so confused that he couldn't serve you. He just surrendered and was like, look, my colleague's going to have to take over.
So that was a bit weird, to be honest.
I can't deal with this. He's like, is there a manager in today? What the hell?
At a bar, like I could see all the alcohol behind him. I could literally see like bottles of gin. And he was like, do you mean ice cream? I was like, no, I don't mean, I've literally said like four times now, like, no, just the drink.
Maybe he thought the whole ice cream shop is a bit of your brand. He thought, here's Seffi from Seffi and Wings. She's going to come.
He's like, Seffi.
Yeah, you want ice cream, don't you?
Do you mean ice cream?
You level of ice cream.
Honestly, so crazy. But so that was a bit weird.
That is kind of weird, yeah.
It was super weird. And it was a bit of a gaslighting situation because I was on my
own. Gaslighting! Gaslit at the cinema.
It was in like, I was gaslighting myself as I knew society would gaslight me. I was like, maybe I should have got the ice cream.
Don't kill me. Oh, it's too good.
Like, maybe it is weird to ask for a gin and tonic and not a gin and tonic ice cream.
Well, the thing is, it is kind of weird. I do remember, like, I feel like alcohol at the cinema isn't It's not like a...
No, that's not normal. It wasn't like an Odeon or a Cineworld. It's like an old... No. Like, it's a rum and coke kind of place.
But it's a cool... A lot of nice cinemas... Yeah, exactly. Do that sort of thing.
It wasn't me going into the Cineworld and saying, can I go...
But it's weird to be working there. He's kind of like, am I at a cinema? He's like, do I work here?
But yeah, it wasn't me going into Cineworld and being like, can I get a sweet popcorn and a gin and tonic, please?
Can I get a lobster?
Yeah, no joke.
You misread the room.
It wasn't that. I'll get some Haribo and your finest oysters fresh from the sea.
How strange. No, that is weird. That's a nice experience to have on your own, though.
It was so nice. And I was really thinking, like, God, I need to do more things like that on my own.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that stops you, one, is the bank balance. Two, is embarrassment and fear of getting murdered, obviously.
Yeah, just a few things working against us there.
By a man that tells you to get gin and tonic ice cream.
Against all odds, she made it out of the cinema and had a great time.
It was scary, though. Like, there were only, like, because it's, like, the middle of the day. Well, it was, like, so, I don't know, 3 p.m., middle of the afternoon at the cinema. Like, who else is in there? It was, like, kind of just, like, two other men sitting separately. It's a bit like, oh.
You're at risk.
I'm kind of... in this, like, basement-y vibe with these men drinking my gin and tonic ice cream.
But you know what it is? It's any situation becomes weird if it becomes internal, which is why the, like, too much time thinking about your existence is dangerous.
Oh my God, it's so dangerous.
You could be at the cinema, you may as well be in a padded room. Like, it's your mind. It will go anywhere.
But I do then, in the padded room, I do want a TV that is playing Timothée Chalamet movies.
Oh my God. He's great in it, isn't he?
He is so stunning in that film.
I've never thought he was... It's the most stunning I've ever seen.
Yeah, you've never seen it. You've never, like, seen the appeal of him.
I respect it, but you know what it was? I read about the troll and thought that I could handle it. It's another one that I knew about and I saw it for everyone else and I thought, that's not going to hit me.
It hits.
And it still hasn't really hit me. It hasn't hit me, thank God. It's the last thing I need.
Yeah, no. The last thing you need is to be hit by the love for Timothée.
He's falling in love with fucking Timothée fucking Chalamet. Boring. Like, no thank you, I can't do that.
He is so attractive.
I literally don't have the capacity, but yeah, he is stunning.
He is so beautiful.
I almost feel like he's my son.
Oh, no, I don't feel sun energy towards him.
That's good.
He is so hot.
I'd be worried if you did, yeah.
It would be ringing some alarm bells if I did.
He is so hot.
He is so hot, Timothée.
Parents' evening. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say he is so hot.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Elephant in the room. He is so hot.
My son is so hot, and I know you're all thinking it.
Oh, my God. It's a beautiful film. It's quite an intense film to see on your own.
It was, and I really wished I had brought some snacks, to be honest, because all I had was my gin and tonic.
Did you not? You wish you had that ice cream.
I really wished I did, because I was so hungry in there. I was like, the one flaw in this plan
is food.
Is the lack of, like, food here. And it was that kind of cinema as well, where it'd be like £5,000 for, like, one bit of popcorn.
I mean, what would you expect? Yeah.
So it wasn't really a foodable situation there, to be honest.
Mm.
Would you go on holiday on your own?
Oh my God, 1,000%.
Would you go on holiday with me, maybe? Maybe to Paris?
100%. Take me away, wherever you want to go.
I'd love to go with you.
I'm there.
I really want to go to Paris. It's my next place.
I know, same.
And I'm going with you in my mind.
Me too. Well, let's go. Could you picture yourself living anywhere else? Like in a different country? Would you move to another country, like, completely, if you didn't know anyone there and you know, it's from scraps, you're starting from absolute scrappy do's?
Yes, and I have a few places in mind.
Oh, okay, go on then.
Used to have a big thing about moving to Japan when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I was like, learning Japanese, like, I really wanted to live in Japan.
Yeah.
Still would love to live in Japan, but I decided to go on, like, a 3-week holiday instead, to get a taste for the place. Just trying it out for size.
Suss out the vibes, yeah.
Fits perfectly. Fits like a glove, honestly.
Fits like a fucking glove.
But I do have a weird idea that I'm going to live in New Zealand.
Ooh, that's lovely.
I really have an idea that I'm going to move to New Zealand. And I kind of have the idea that I'm going to do it, like, for a man.
Oh my God.
No, it's really not what I want for myself.
Why?
I've always kind of had this image of I'm accidentally going to fall in love with, like, a man from New Zealand.
I mean, I can see it happening.
And it's going to fuck everything because I don't know anyone in New Zealand.
It's Taika Waititi.
And I'm dating Taika. me, him, and Rita Ora.
You're in a little three relationship with Rita Ora.
What's the other one? Tessa Thompson.
And Tessa Thompson. God, you're in a four-way relationship.
All for Tyker.
Well, he's got a sweet deal there.
I think I've got quite a sweet deal there. Me, Tyker. Yeah. I mean, Rita Ora, Tessa Thompson. I think I've got a sweet deal.
Everyone's stunning. Everyone involved is stunning.
So true. But I really have an idea of moving to New Zealand, and I really have always thought, like, God, it's really gonna fuck up my like whole family dynamic and all of this stuff. Like, when I, like, who is this guy that's gonna whisk me away to New Zealand? Like, would he not move for me?
Whisk you away. Maybe. I wonder how you meet him.
I don't know. Like, I've always kind of had a weird thought about that. And it's not something I would want. It's not like, oh, I fantasize about a man having to move to New Zealand because of a man. That's my kind of my worst nightmare.
Nightmare. But maybe that's why it's going to happen.
I know. Yeah. Well, exactly. Do you have any kind of... do you have any fantasies where you think you're going to move somewhere?
What is this combo? I feel like I'm just open to anywhere, really. I'm not tied to anywhere. I feel like nothing's permanent. Like, it's all good. Like, there's a big planet here. I would love to see more of it. Yeah. Although, I mean, the way it's going, I think it might combust in the next few years. So I don't know if I'm going to have time.
Yeah. Oh, one other place.
Go on.
Because just on the topic of the combustion of the planet.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, I need to see Athens before this planet bursts open.
Bursts open!
Into a million smithereens.
Don't Look Up. Have you seen Don't Look Up?
I've seen Don't Look Up. Timmy, of course I've seen it.
Did we speak about it?
No, I didn't like it.
You didn't like Don't Look Up?
No, not at all.
Really?
I was teetering on the edge of liking it by the credits. I was like, I'm not sure whether that's going to stand the test of time in my head.
Yeah.
Whether I'm going to remember that. But then the post-credit scene, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers, skip ahead 2 minutes.
Of like the birds and shit. I was like, that tipped me over the edge. I hated it. I was like, that ruined it for me.
But it's Adam McKay, right? Do you not like him?
No, I do. He's involved in Succession. I love him.
You do like him? Oh.
I really was like all in for loving it. It's got everything going for it, other than Leonardo DiCaprio.
So what didn't you like about it?
I thought it was like... spoofy and like
too spoofy.
Yeah, I really 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 like Jonah Hill.
He's so good. Yeah, he's great.
And I watched this thing about him improvising that moment where he's like, I'm gonna do a prayer to stuff, to Rolexes.
He's like, thanks for dressing up.
Yeah. Oh,
so
great.
Good.
I mean, it just didn't hit me.
I thought Jennifer Lawrence was amazing in it.
So stunning, so beyond stunning. It just felt like Timmy was shot, his bit, it was like he was shot in one day. Like, anyone could have done that. It's just like, get people in for this. I just didn't love it.
Mm.
But as I say, I was teetering on the edge by the end. I was like, maybe I'll like it tomorrow. Maybe I'll wake up and be like, nah, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I needed to digest it.
The Marvel post-credits style vibe through you. I agree.
I just thought, well, you've just done it for me. I've decided no from that.
Fair enough. So the planet's going to combust and you need to see Athens.
I need to see Athens.
Why?
What is this podcast? I'm so sorry for your ears.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I need to see Athens because when I was walking around the British Museum, I was just waiting for someone to come up to me and ask me, like, what's your name? So I could say, oh, my name is Persephone.
And I'm from Athens.
I belong here. I belong among these marble statues of goddesses.
Oh my God.
So I was just thinking, like, I've always been obsessed with Athens because I was told from a young age, your name is Persephone, you're a Greek goddess, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So I would quite like to go.
Isn't it interesting to think about, like, the things that we say, like, might come up in our lives, but we're not, like, tied to? I think that's really interesting.
It's the Midnight Library thing of you've got some alternate options here.
Yeah, paths, yeah. But more so what I was asking for is, like, would you do that if you knew no one and you knew, like, no one's knocking on your door and making sure you've seen people?
Not just, like, what man are you going to meet that's going to make you move to New Zealand?
Yeah, that wasn't really what I was going for. I love where we went.
Tyker Batusi.
But, like, okay, here's why I bring this up. It's because I think there's some sort of conception, there's some sort of misconception, there's some sort of misguided consensus that you're supposed to be able to pick yourself up and drop yourself off wherever and you'll just be fine and, like, you're not gonna, you don't need anyone and, like, you can, you know, make friends wherever and, like, people, whatever, like, you just do things for you and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And I feel like to deny the reality for most people that we rely on safety and security and friendship and love from other people, to deny that is so naive and just does us all a big disservice because it it just basically, and it also forces you then into being like, are you super brave? And like, oh my God, she's just crazy. Like, she just abandoned her life.
Yeah, are you performing spontaneity?
Yeah, it becomes this really like romanticized thing of like, you're just like a free spirit and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you can be a bit of everything. You can kind of want these things and also want to be able to come home, or your mum means a lot to you and you don't want to not see her for 6 months, for example. Like, that's fine. That's fine. It's a nice thing.
It's the balancing act between what place, this is why it's hard to imagine, because it's what place could outweigh everything I have now. But then is, I also have the thing of like living in good faith in that all of this stuff will continue. And then if you live in good faith and you make a leap somewhere where you don't know anyone,
you'll always find good things again.
Maybe amazing things are there. It's just following what you want to do. But I do think it would take a huge thing to be like, I'm going to move to fucking
anywhere.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Just because I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I'm thinking about the Simpsons movie a lot. That's why I said Alaska.
Nice.
Haven't seen it recently. I'm just thinking about it a lot.
Thinking about it. Just thinking about it.
I think I'm due a watch of it.
Fair enough. I've never really watched it that much, I have to say.
The Simpsons movie?
The Simpsons movie, yeah. The iconic blockbuster smash hit, The Simpsons movie, yeah.
Spider Pig?
I'm not that familiar. I'm very familiar with Spider Pig, obviously. Couldn't escape it.
God.
Growing up. But
it used to be my ringtone on my phone.
I bet it did, yeah.
So funny back in the day. Now I know, look back on the Simpsons movie.
Which you do a lot, yeah.
That I'm doing a lot in my mind at the moment. I just think like, No, I take it back. I was going to say, like, was it that funny? It's so good. It's so, so good.
Just a bit of conflict there. Just a bit of internal conflict.
Scratch that from the record. Just maybe Spider Pig as a standalone joke isn't that good, maybe.
Is that funny? Does that hold up?
But the film as a whole
definitely does.
I'm going to put my foot down and say, it, unlike Don't Look Up, it does stand the test of time in my mind.
That's quite worrying for Don't Look Up. It's been out like 2 weeks. And it already hasn't stood the test of time. You don't like it, that's fine.
Don't know if that made an impact.
Yeah, good. I like that. I see what you're saying.
Just as like the Christmas movie that like, do you know what I mean? Like, not as in it's a Christmas movie, but like the December movie that Netflix are going to release that everyone's going to be watching around Christmas time.
Yeah.
That was it. No. Should have been June.
I think it's because it's like you've had, I don't know, like, I think it's, who is the target audience? It's supposed to really, really hit deep for people who don't have these existential questions and like they don't think about, for example, the way that social media has affected society. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for like a primed, like tabula rasa person in the audience, it could really hit. It could bring up some new thoughts. I totally see that it's not bringing up new thoughts for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not posing new questions. I love it.
It just felt like it could have been made in 2010, really.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it.
Good. I'm glad. I wouldn't want you to waste your time.
Watch it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. Jonah Hill was really funny.
Very funny.
Very funny in it. And Timothy, he's not looking his best.
Did you think?
I thought he was looking like the worst I've ever seen him.
Wow. Well, that's not going to make you like it, is it?
The hair.
I don't know. It's my son. Don't talk about my son like that. It's my boy. It's my boy. Oh, dear. Okay, I was going to ask you this question. Again, who's surprised? I'm taking it to a somber level. I'm taking us to the pits and back.
Let's somber.
Well, hopefully we'll come back. who knows? Assume the worst. Anyway, I feel like my stomach is really rumbling. You probably heard that. Sorry, I have to move the microphone up here.
Also, this box that you're holding,
yeah,
it's like a cardboard box with plastic around it. It's the perfect shape for a box I need right now, and I'm wondering, could you mail it to me?
Do you want it?
It's literally like a real scrap of junk.
And a dusty old hat.
A songbird.
What do you need it for?
I really need that dusty old hat though, because, or like, I need something exactly that shape, if you could just tell me where it's from.
You can have it. It's a cardboard box. I didn't buy it. This is what my boyfriend's sister had to, well, she didn't have to. It was really nice of her. She sent me a new 8-hour cream because a dog mauled mine. I'm joking. She didn't maul it, but she had a little nibble, which I can't blame her. It is delightful. And this is what it came in.
You're making it sound like she had a nibble. You said a dog mauled it. Haha, joking. She had a little nibble. The dog is the she.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, that was just on the note of your box.
This 8-hour cream came in it. So, I mean, you can have the cardboard box.
You lifted it up and I just thought, That's what I'm looking for.
Perfect cardboard box.
Yeah.
You don't have a cardboard box like this, no?
Not that size, because I just...
What about a shoebox? That's quite skinny.
Maybe a shoebox would work. It's just, I have this really annoying gap in my room that I just need to put, like, something in, and I'm kind of thinking...
You need to put a little cardboard box in it? What? You do.
That's just like, buy some furniture. I'm in Animal Crossing.
I need to really fill up this, but let me just fill out the space. Maybe a little dusty old cardboard box. That would look nice.
No, let me clarify. It's a space that would be hidden, and I need something just to lift up to basically act as a shelf.
Mm.
I just need somewhere to put that I can put my phone.
Right.
At night, because there's a weird little like cutout of the room.
So you need a really small little table or something.
There are no tables that exist of that skinniness.
What about a tiny little shelf?
But what would the shelf sit on?
Or like a shelf on the wall?
As in I nail the shelf into the wall.
On the wall? On the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what about like a little hooking shelf situation?
That's the sort of situation it needs to be, but I was just thinking really low key of just any kind of sellotaped up cardboard box would do.
That's fine.
Sorry, you were going to ask a question.
What was I going to say? Something depressing. I was going to ask, I was going to say something so boring. I was going to say, like, I feel like obviously loneliness, being alone is... Oh, my stomach's rumbling so much, it's actually like going to cause a problem.
No, leave it in. have you eaten? Have you had breakfast?
Yeah, I had banana bread with you just now.
Oh yeah, you did have banana bread.
It was delicious.
It looked good from what I saw.
Yeah, it was really good. Right, loneliness. I think the problem with loneliness, sounds obvious, is an isolating thing. But I think the thing that comes with that is that you convince yourself that because you're so isolated or because you feel so lonely, I mean, even if you're surrounded by people, you feel like your experience on this planet is totally...
unique.
Unique, and like no one else can relate to it, and like you're on your own.
You isolate yourself in the experience of being isolated.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like when you're feeling lonely, you just... kind of it feels more believable to imagine that like you are having this like isolated unique experience as a human rather than you are just one of the billions of humans on this planet.
Yeah, because then it's just like, why didn't they all just become friends?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense.
I was gonna ask you, and it's a really sad question, and you might not want to answer, can you think about like what is the loneliest you've ever felt?
Oh, I love
because let me also just say, mm-hmm. going on and on. I feel like the loneliness sometimes is just the symptom of whatever else you're feeling. So it's like you were going through X, Y, and Z, and a part of that made you feel really lonely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's quite embarrassing what's come to my mind.
Okay. No, go on.
But I think it was the experience of I was surrounded by people and no one saw my perspective. And it is an absurd...
Oh, God.
Like, I felt very lonely in I knew I was telling the truth.
In your experience.
I feel like I've been talking a lot of shit, talking about Athens and shit, but I'm about to launch into a new thing. I'm really sorry.
Okay. What was happening? You were like in court or something. No one believed you.
Yes.
What?
Yes. But wait.
What?
But yes. A low-key court.
Okay.
So, I was on Brownie Camp. Brownie Camp.
Okay, yeah, Brownie Camp, like Girl Scouts, like guides, that sort of thing.
Like Girl Scout camp, but I was like 11, say.
What Steffi's not telling you is that guides was a big part of her life.
Big part. I saw it through to Rangers. That's too old to be doing it. That's like embarrassing.
It's way too old. How old were you? What, 17, 18?
Like 17.
Yeah.
But loads of my friends did it too. Like, we were the cool kids of Rangers, obs.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a big competition, to be honest.
Just a small town girl. Yeah, go on.
Honestly, small town girl. It wasn't that lame in my town. Maybe it was, but I didn't think it was.
No.
I was on Brownie Camp.
Well, it gave you all these experiences. Yeah, Brownie Camp. We're there with you.
I was on Brownie Camp. It was like a stay away. We're all staying in this kind of...
That's fun.
...house thing.
Mm. Hype house.
And the girls were divided into two bedrooms, like bunk bedrooms, and my bunk bedroom had like 7 bunk beds in, and I had like one of my best friends was staying in there, and then like my best friend from like outside of my school, and then my school best friend as well, and then like a few other people.
Right. Okay, set the scene.
My sister and her best friend were also staying in there as well, who's my sister's a few years younger.
Wow, what a time.
I know, whale of a time. So we were all out for the day. It started raining, like mental raining, flooding outside. We were on the top floor.
God.
One of my friends came out of the room.
I can see you getting quite worked up.
No, this is a big injustice. You'll see why.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll see why.
I'm really hanging on your word. Yeah.
My best friend from out of school, like my childhood best friend, mm-hmm. who I'm still great friends with, she came out of the room crying, saying, "Someone has thrown my slipper out of the window and into the rain. It was floating."
God.
Sad little like pom-pom slipper floating in the rain.
Slipper.
Bad news.
Oh dear.
Then we decided to hold a court of law. It was, one of my friends was the judge. My friend whose slipper was there was crying. I was the accused.
No way were you.
Don't know why. Everyone thought I did it.
Really?
Everyone thought I did it. And I was saying, what would be my motive? She's like my best friend. Why, what would be my motive?
Well, female friendship. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of resentment going on, Steffi. I don't know if I believe you. No, I'm joking.
What would be my motive? So I was there crying. Everyone was going, guilty. Guilty.
Oh my God.
Pointing at me.
God, that's really a lot.
We were all on bunk beds. We'd arranged the bunk beds like a court of law. Guilty. Guilty. I was kind of going, I didn't do it. My friend was starting to believe it. She was saying, did you do it? I was like, why would I throw your slipper out of the window?
Was it a joke or no. They were being serious?
Deadly fucking serious. The slipper. It was a mystery. And the mystery
who started it? Because that must be who. Yeah.
Well.
Well.
We'll get on to the big reveal in a bit.
We'll get there. Okay.
The only people not saying not guilty were my sister and her best friend. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty. I was crying. It all subsided. We kind of forgot about it. And also the thing that I found particularly unfair in that moment of loneliness was the judge was my biggest suspect.
Well, there we go.
I thought she'd done it.
Why did you think she had done it?
Because she had motives, because she was jealous, because I was good friends with her. And she also didn't like we were a bit of a three, but we all went to different schools.
Three's a crowd.
And I suspected her of throwing the slipper. And also her dad was the one that had to go down and get the slipper in the rain.
There's a dad there.
Yeah, that is weird now you mentioned. Now I mentioned that. I think about, what was he doing?
Why was dad there?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I'm not even going to say that.
No, go on.
No, I was going to make a joke about, like, he's the real suspect here. Like, why is this man volunteering to be around loads of kids? And I thought, don't accuse someone's dad as a paedophile as a joke on your podcast, you piece of shit. But now I've done it. So there we go. Was that funny enough? Is that justified? No.
Years passed. I've left primary school. I've left my first secondary school. Now I'm in my fourth year at secondary school. I'm in year 9.
You're in year 10.
No, I'm in year 9 or 10. I'm in year 9.
You're in year 9.
Well, actually, okay. It happened in year 9.
Wait, this is fast forward now.
Fast forward. I'm now in year 9. I've left. So I was in primary school when that happened. Years passed. I'm in secondary school. I'm established at secondary school. I was in the girls' toilets. And this girl that I was friends with, who I'm still friends with.
Oh, bloody hell.
Came in, said, I need to confess something to you. Obviously, the last thing on my mind is the slipper.
Oh, we've all moved on.
Last thing on my mind. I've honestly moved on.
But it's been eating her up.
Eating her alive. She was one of the people chanting, guilty, guilty,
oh,
guilty.
I bet she was.
Comforting me, crying, saying, I'm so sorry, but we do think you did it. And she said, it's been eating me alive, basically. But I was the one that threw the slipper out of the window.
Wow.
Because I was jealous that you two were like getting on, so like that you two have like a strong friendship and I was your friend. Similar to the situation to the judge, actually. Basically,
yeah.
Everyone wanted to be my fucking mate and they framed me for the slipper.
Yeah, well, I can see why.
Same.
Great person.
What a hoot I am.
What a blast.
Honestly.
What a hoot. What a hoot.
Honestly, a hoot. And she became very emotional and told me that she was in fact
she
the slipper thrower.
She became very emotional.
She did, because she felt so guilty.
Stop it.
It was one of those things where you just think, God, like I really got framed. Like it was, I don't remember. And there was also this other situation where someone put goo. There was like this goo that was going around that,
and that was pinned on you as well.
Well, basically, I pinned it on this girl that was sleepwalking, but it wasn't me. But it was all over my toy, Dogger. And I was thinking, why would I put it on my own toy, Dogger? Why would I ever do that? I would never goo him.
Nickelodeon slime.
Not in my wildest dreams would I goo him. Yeah, honestly, green goo over my dog. I don't think so.
Why would you slime your own dog? Yeah.
I know.
It just doesn't add up.
So that was also framed on me.
You were going, she is a fugly slut. Do not trust her.
But I never expected this one. I expected the judge for all these years, but it turns out it was one of the jury.
That girl.
And the mystery is solved and I forgive her. And
wow, the plot thickens.
And we had a big moment in year nine and we're still friends this day. And it was a huge revelation. I mean,
did the truth come out with everyone else involved or no one knows?
No.
Who took
so,
that?
Well, there have been a few key players. So I told my friend who Slipper it was, and we laughed so much now that we know who it was, because it was really a mystery. Like, she never really thought I did it.
That is horrible, though.
It was just one of those ongoing things of, like, who actually did do the slipper?
Yeah, that's funny.
And my sister thought it was hilarious. Like, it was just one of those things, it's like, because also, like, we were all laughing at it. It's like, God, the slipper.
That's really funny.
We formed a court of law.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Guilty.
What, you were chanting as well? You were looking in the mirror going, crying, guilty.
I was just crying going, why would I do, like, I have no motive. Have you never seen a crime show?
Oh God.
Idiots.
It's quite funny to talk about motive. That's so funny.
But I mean, that's probably the loneliest I've ever felt.
That's funny. I mean, I thought I was taking us to the pits. I didn't know I was taking us to, like, the year four brownies trip. Yeah. Didn't know I was taking us to the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, genuinely going on holiday.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was just, I think, one of those things, and feeling now I'm going to try and make it serious, make it profound.
Yeah, make this profound.
Can I do it? The tale of the missing slipper to life lessons.
I believe that you can.
I think one of the loneliest things you can be, it doesn't matter if you're in a room of people chanting guilty at you.
Yeah. You can have 99 people that don't believe in you and you just have one person, Bradley Cooper, who believes in you.
Yeah. But I think it is the thing. I had a room full of my friends and family in that room, but they didn't believe me.
They didn't believe
me. And it was
you.
The feeling of knowing something to be true, being like, basically, you guys are so dumb that you think I would throw it out the window. What would be my motive? There are about 10 motives in this room, and you're not seeing
none
them.
None of them are mine. There are about 10 motives in this room. Oh my God.
And I can call them out.
Fuck.
And that was, yeah, I guess that was just a lonely, it's like not even just being isolated, but being isolated in knowing the truth and no one believes you.
Is that really the loneliest you've ever felt?
No, that's just what came to my mind.
No, it's just a funny story, yeah.
Just, that's what came to my mind of when did I feel?
I was going to say, God, like, I am bleak, I'm a bleak person then.
I've definitely felt lonely.
Embarrassing.
No, definitely. That's just what came to my mind straight away. When have I felt really lonely? Fuck, that was on the time sitting on that loft bed. On that bunk bed.
And what can I say right now? Yeah, without...
But definitely, yeah. God, so many bleak things. Do you know what's quite lonely, I think?
Mm.
The feeling of being, like, rejected. Oof. And I don't know if we've done... Have we done an episode on, like, rejection, colon? I'm sure we have.
Don't know.
But that feeling of being, like, rejected, either, like, romantically or, like, friendshiply or, like, any of these lees that you can be rejected.
It's everything.
I feel like that's quite lonely when you feel that you're isolated from a thing that could have been.
Mm.
Oh, I thought I was part of, like, a collaboration, a partnership, or, like, a group.
Not getting a job, for example.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be in that group of people.
Mm.
No, I'm not, actually.
Well, it's just I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
No one loves me.
Oof.
It's horrible. It's crazy, isn't it? Because I can see so easily for everyone that I'm like, but you are, like, valuable. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. But then I can see it so much for you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It is the biggest fucking flaw of human nature, I'm convinced, that we all happen to think we're pieces of shit and everyone else around us, we think they're doing great. And it's like, well, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, that's convenient.
But who invented that? God, I'm looking at you.
God.
Guilty.
Idiot. What was he thinking? Oh, he's doing a lot more than throwing slippers out into the rain.
Yeah.
He's killing babies in front of our eyes.
Mental. He
insane.
Is nuts.
Do
you want me to ask you how lonely you've been or
No, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right, thanks.
We're on an hour long now.
All right. Have we given what we wanted to give?
I mean, I don't really know what I wanted to give, but I feel like I've given more than I should have of just shit.
Okay. No, I think you've given...
Have you given everything you want to give, or can I squeeze some more out of you?
I don't know. I just... What I want to give is that I want... I know that if you click on... I don't know what this title is going to be, but it's something along the lines of being alone and feeling lonely and all of that. And I know that that's going to come to people in a moment where they're probably not feeling great. You might be listening as you listen every Monday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But if you've found this episode and you've clicked on this title because that's where you are right now, I want to give you something that can show you how valued you are and, like, you are really, really not isolated, even though you might feel it right now. I don't know if I have the tools to give anything else in this episode, but I just hope that that's kind of my wish, that it's just like, I hope you don't feel like shit, basically, yeah. Which is kind of what I say in every episode. But I feel like when I feel like shit, I turn to content, I will watch a million YouTube videos, I'll listen to a million podcasts, and I just hope that if that's you right now, you're feeling connected to us in this moment.
And seen. I do think loneliness is one of the worst emotions you can feel. Mm. Were we talking about it in a few episodes ago where you knew someone that said shame is one of the worst emotions you can feel?
Yeah.
I actually do think loneliness is one of the worst feelings you can feel, when you just feel like, God, there's no one here. Mm. That is so fucking sad. But you're just not alone in that. There is always someone, there is always something.
Yeah, 100%, 100,000%. Well, there's us, like...
Yeah, there's content. I genuinely think, like, if SZA hadn't released an album at the most perfect time in my life, I would be a different person.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it is true. Oh, God. My stomach's actually insane how much my stomach's rumbling. What's going on here?
You need to go eat another slice of banana bread.
Okay.
Okay. One of the weirdest episodes yet, I think.
What a strange interaction between us.
I'm so sorry to put not only the listener, but you, Wing, through the...
No.
I'm so sorry to you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for everything that we've just been through.
Well, if you don't hear from us...
Assume the worst.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.